wine, my wine, my pussy. Strictly roots, and I ain't tired of wine. Rasta man, time make we jump and feel fine. Strictly from the high tarosine. Can make we look up on the high tarosine. And this is not a pretty this thing. Hey, what a this is not a
hey there, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and now is the time for Give 'Em the Boot, normally hosted by Linda Bull, but Linda is away today and I'm filling in for her. My name's Adam Janusz. I usually host the Arts Report on CITR Wednesdays at 5 p.m., but I'm filling in for Linda, and to be honest, I'm a little surprised to be filling in. I knew that I was filling in last week. If you were listening around this time last week, I was playing a lot of, not Italian music, because I don't know Italian music, but another foreign language. I'm a big Portuguese music fan, so last week I did a sort of tour of the Portuguese speaking world with songs from Portugal, obviously, and Brazil and Africa, and had a good time doing that. So this week I have no such scheduled plan. Instead, I want to share with you basically some music that I like, but not just any random hodgepodge of music that I like. This is stuff I'm getting into over the last few weeks, which is, I don't know how you define this, but sort of electro, ambient, mixed with a little dubstep, mixed with a little ballad, folk. Yeah, see, eclectic and interesting, and so over the next hour I'll play some songs that I'm into, and maybe you will be into them too. Next week it'll be back to your regularly scheduled Italian folk programming. So let's get this show started. As I said, last week I was playing Portuguese music, including Fado, so I thought a natural transition would be to play one of these electro, ambient, dubstep, folk artists who says that he likes Fado. This is Nicholas Jar, or maybe Yar, or I know that this American lived in Central America for many years, so perhaps they pronounce it Jar, because it's a J. Anyway, this Nicholas fellow is a DJ, and he says he loves to listen to Fado on his spare time. Not that you're going to hear any influences of Fado in this tune, but it is in Spanish, which is a romance language, just like Portuguese, and this track is called Mi Mujer. Thank you. Given the Boot here on CITR 101.9 FM, and that was Nicholas Jar with the song Mi Mujer. My name is Adam Janusz. I'm filling in for Linda Bull, who is away today, and I'm just playing a whole whack of tunes that I enjoy around the theme of what I'm calling electro ambient dubstep folk. Yep, that's the kind of music I'm into these days. So to keep this this train rolling along, we're going to play another one by Nicholas Jarre, and this one is simply called an Aphex Twin Notorious B.I.G. mashup, which also includes Marvin Gaye.
The opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Beast of Raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri, Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know.
I'm a soccer.
Hey, you're listening to Give Him the Boot on CITR 101.9 FM, normally hosted by Linda Bull. I'm your fill-in for today. I'm Adam Janusz. You can catch me Wednesdays at 5, normally, doing the Arts Report. But today I'm playing some what I'm calling electro, ambient, dubstep, folk music. And we'll have more of that for you. But first, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you about an artist I discovered 2 days ago and I'm absolutely in love with. His name is James Blake. And yeah, I'll tell you more about him after the break. So stay with us.
Rap heads, hip hoppers, are you ready? UBC's first ever rap karaoke drops on Tuesday, March 29th at UBC's Pit Pub. This is your chance to slay all those classic rhymes you've been rapping to yourself in the shower, showing off your mad skills for the adoring crowd. We're looking for hip-hop fans who want to feel what it's like to perform their favorite songs backed by real instrumentals for an audience of friends and complete strangers alike. DJ Relly Rels from the Crimes and Treasons radio show is going to be spinning the beats, keeping the party going between karaoke sets. Get tickets right away for only $5 at CITR or The Outpost. Cover jumps to $8 at the door. Please note, this is not an opportunity for amateur rappers to demo their work and no freestyling. This is a chance for anybody and everybody to rock the classic hip-hop jams and the hottest club rap hits we all know and love. To ensure that the DJ has the instrumental you want to rap over, performers need to email citrrapkaraoke@gmail.com with their request.
All right, and we're back here on CITR 101.9 FM and online at citr.ca. I'm Adam Janusz, and I want to tell you about this artist who is making a big splash across the pond in the UK. His name is James Blake. He is a DJ, as far as I know, who for a while was doing, you know, doing sets and not doing any sort of singing, not doing songs per se, but doing, you know, DJ sets of sort of ambient electronic music. And now he's kind of broken into the big time in the UK by singing. He's extremely talented. He plays the piano amazingly, as well as being a DJ. And he's got this crazy voice. Here's what I mean. This song is called Limit to Your Love, which is actually a Feist cover. Check it out.
There's a limit to your love. Like a waterfall in slow motion. Like a map with no ocean. There's a limit to your love. Your love, your love, your love. There's a limit to your care. So carelessly there. Is it truth or dare? There's a limit to your care. There's a limit to your love. Like a waterfall in slow motion. Like a map with no ocean. There's a limit to your love. Your love, your love, your love. There's a limit to your care. So carelessly there. Is it truth or care? There's a limit to your care. carelessly left. There's a limit to your care. There's a limit to your love. Like a waterfall, it's small. Like a map with no ocean. There's a limit to your love. Your love, your love.
And that's James Blake with Limits to Your Love, which originally was done by Feist. And when I said that I was going to play electro, ambient, dubstep, folk, that's that song represents the dubstep and folk bits more than anything else. I'm really loving this guy. I just discovered him 2 days ago. Apparently he's making huge waves on BBC Radio 1 right now, and so we'll probably be hearing about him on our shores fairly soon. And I just love that mix of the kind of stripped down acoustic, you know, piano and vocals simplicity, and then suddenly this crazy wave of dubstep earthquake comes in halfway through, and the two coexist happily. Amazing. So let's keep on rolling with James Blake. Here is another cover by another Canadian. We heard one from a cover of Feist, and this one is a cover of Joni Mitchell's A Case of You. So check that out.
Just before our love got lost, you said, I am as constant as a northern star, and I said, constantly in the darkness. Where's that? If you want me, I'll be in the bar. On the back of a cartoon coaster. In the blue TV screen light. I drew a map of Canada. Oh, Canada. But your face sketched on it twice. And so sweet, oh, I could drink a case of you, darling. I would still be on my feet, oh, I would still be on my feet. I am a lonely painter. I live in a box of paints. That ain't afraid. I remember the time you told me love was touching souls, but surely you touched mine, 'cause part of you pours out in me in these lines from time to time. You're my blood, you're my holy wine. You taste so bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you, darling, and I would still be on my feet. Oh, I would still be on my feet. I met a woman, she had a mouth like yours. She knew your life, she knew your devils and your deeds. And she said, go to him, stay with him if you can, but be prepared to bleed. So bitter and so sweet, oh, I could drink a case of you, darling, and I would still be on my feet. Oh, I would still be on my feet.
Hey, and that was James Blake with Case of You. Whoops, let's not play that. Case of You, which is a Joni Mitchell tune and sung beautifully by James there, who is only 22 years old. And if you saw what this guy looks like, you would be shocked that he has the voice that he has, because he looks like a 10-year-old boy. And he's not much older than a 10-year-old boy. But sounds incredible nevertheless. And I'm a big fan, if you can't tell already. We're going to play one more tune from the James Blake, off of the James Blake train, before we get off the James Blake train, and play other stuff. But we're going to take a little breaky break first. What is this break going to be for? It should be the UBC Bike Kitchen. Aha, there it is. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break, and then one more tune from James Blake, and then a little bit from Keep Shelley in Athens. Probably you've never heard of them, but you should, because they're awesome. So stay with us here on CITR 101.9 FM.
What do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
And we're back on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Adam Janusz, filling in for Linda Bull on Give Him the Boot. And this is James Blake with the Wilhelm Scream. Let's try that again. That didn't work. I'm cheating off of YouTube and trying to play this song, and it's not loading. Oh, there it is. It's ready to go now. Okay, so let's try that again. Here is James Blake with Wilhelm Scream.
Oh,
And that's The Wilhelm Scream by James Blake, an artist I am really loving and listening to over and over and over and over again since I discovered him 2 days ago. And he's hit it big time in the UK in the last few weeks. They're calling him the sort of big discovery of 2011, or, you know, yeah, you know, those, that hypey stuff that they do, you know, the best new artist of 2011 that you must know. He is that. He is what they are calling the big thing. So you heard it here first before you hear it anywhere else. I don't know necessarily where you might hear it, though. I mean, BBC Radio 1 is really eclectic, and they play all kinds of music. I don't know if and when James Blake makes it to North America, if he's going to be on, say, The Beat. Maybe The Peak? I don't know. Hopefully at CITR. I believe his new album is self-titled James Blake. He has other workings, other releases. But as far as I know, this new release is the first one where he's actually singing in it. Before that, it's more like DJing sets and more sort of ambient material. Anywho, I'm your fill-in today, Adam Janusz, and we're playing electro-ambient dubstep folk music. Yes, a genre that I have invented, and songs we are playing of that variety. So we were playing a slew of James Blake's songs, and now we're going to switch gears a little bit and play a few songs, at least, from Keep Shelley in Athens. And I can't say I discovered them myself. A really good friend of mine, cousin almost, Kasia Marciniak, who was at CITR for a long time in a variety of jobs and is much respected and much loved here at CITR. She's now at the Biltmore, as far as I know. She works for the Biltmore. But anyway, she passed along this band, Keep Shelley in Athens. And this tune is called Cremona Memories. Check it out. We'll be right back. That was Keep Shelley in Athens with a song that's called Song to Cheer You Up, because I want to cheer you up on this rainy Tuesday afternoon. Perhaps you're like me and feeling kind of groggy today. So we need tunes that are going to mellow us out. Is that a good thing if we're already feeling groggy to be mellowed out? I don't know, but that's what I'm going with, and I'm sticking to it. My name is Adam Janusz. I'm filling in for Linda Bull, who normally does give him the boot. But this week, I'm just here filling in and playing electro ambient dubstep folk music, a genre that I have invented. We're going to take a quick little break, but when we come back, we're going to play some tunes by Licky Lee, which I enjoy, and throw in a bit of Canadian content, Caribou. So stay with us. We'll be back after these one message.
Thursday, April 7th, come check out Mint Records artists Carolyn Mark in Vancouver at the Wise Hall, with all proceeds going to support Girls Rock Camp Vancouver. Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is entering its third summer of empowering young women aged 8 to 18 through music creation. Teen rock campers Kerplunk and Clarice Scott will also perform. This is an all-ages show. Doors are at 6 p.m. Advanced tickets can be purchased from Zulu, Scratch, Audiopile, and Red Cat. Carolyn Mark, Vancouver, Kerplunk, and Clarice Scott. Thursday, April 7th at Wise Hall, 1882 Adnack Street. To learn more about how you can show your support, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
Here's Licky Lee with Little Bit.
Cause I would give anything.
Listening to Give Him the Boot and just the very end of Licky Lee's Possibility playing there. My name is Adam Janusz. I'm filling in for Linda. Not a lot of Italian music today, if you've noticed. Just what I have been calling electro ambient dubstep folk music. That's all. You know, nothing too special. We're almost finished today's program. Prof Talk is coming up next. But before we do, maybe we'll squeeze in two songs, maybe, but definitely one. This is Caribou with Odessa.
She suffered him for far too many years of her life. Feeling lonely, scared that he'll say, does he know how over time he drove her away? Saving her for daring she goes, daring she stands up for everything she chose. We'll be right back.
night dying, sick of his lies. She suffered here for far too many years of her life. Feel more scared that he'll say, doesn't know how to overtime and throw her away.